What if there were a single place to get an inventory of what you're running in the cloud that wasn't the monthly bill? Further, what if there were a way to compare that inventory to what you were already managing via Terraform, Pulumi, or CloudFormation, but then automatically add the missing unmanaged or drifted parts to it? And what if there were a policy engine to immediately flag and remediate a wide variety of misconfigurations? Well, stop dreaming and start doing. Visit snark.cloud/firefly to learn more.
Welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and I spent last week on the road, which is when I recorded this thing. Let's dive in. Amazon EFS now supports a larger number of concurrent file locks. EFS continues to improve to heights that the NetApp in your old data center could only dream of. AWS Lambda adds support for Node.js 16. Time to get back on your Lambda redeployed treadmill, everyone. Administer AWS single sign-on from a delegated member account in your organization. Once again, many of us pay the AWS tax for being early adopters, as features like this aren't available to us without significant upheaval to our existing environments. Debugging AWS step function executions with the new console experience. Good news, the old horrible console isn't something you have to use anymore is always a difficult messaging needle to thread, but AWS handled it well this time. Notarize documents on the Ethereum blockchain. Is there any entity at all that both requires notarization of documents and will accept same on the blockchain? Announcing the end of support for Internet Explorer 11 and the AWS SDK for JavaScript v3. Finally, the old Internet Explorer team has been renamed as Edgelords. Hosting your own dedicated Valheim server in the cloud. Host your own dedicated gaming server in the cloud sounds like a super relevant thing for a lot of people. Too bad it deploys an architecture including Route 53, CloudFront, Lambda, EC2, S3, AWS Backup, API Gateway, Cognito, and EventBridge. Sounds like someone's going to be too busy doing all this stuff to spend any time gaming once they start down this particular architectural path.
This episode is sponsored in parts by our friend EnterpriseDB. EnterpriseDB has been powering enterprise applications with PostgreSQL for 15 years, and now EnterpriseDB has you covered wherever you deploy PostgreSQL, on-premises, private cloud, and they just announced a fully managed service on AWS and Azure called Big Animal, all one word. Don't leave managing your database to your cloud vendor because they're too busy launching another half dozen managed databases to focus on any one of them that they didn't build themselves. Instead, work with the experts over at EnterpriseDB. They can save you time and money. They can even help you migrate legacy applications, including Oracle, to the cloud. To learn more, try Big Animal for free. Go to biganimal.com/snark and tell them Corey sent you.
Create a more secure LAMP stack with AWS WAF, Web Application Firewall. Ah yes, the famous LAMP stack. Introducing vended metrics for Amazon Managed Service for Prometheus. Isn't Prometheus itself a metric service? So now you get to pay for metrics twice as they get sent to CloudWatch as well? I'm very confused. And finally, expedite your IPv6 adoption with private link services and endpoints. It's rich that AWS, of all companies, is telling others to expedite their IPv6 adoption, given how far behind that adoption curve they've been for the last decade. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty, friends.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.